The International Organization for Migration reports more than 4,000 families, or some 24,000 people, have returned to their former homes in Baghdad's eastern Sadr city in recent weeks. This, despite sporadic clashes between Iraqi forces and insurgents. IOM says most health facilities and schools, as well as some shops, have reopened in Sadr city. It says returns to Baghdad's Rashid sub-district also are gathering momentum. IOM spokesman Jean-Philippe Chosy tells VOA the main reasons families cite for returning home include improved security and reconciliation among various competing groups, particularly tribal leaders, the Iraq multinational force, and local authorities. But he warns these returns are very fragile and could be easily reversed.
Anecdotal evidence shows that families who have returned to their areas of origin will only be able to sustain themselves if they get enough assistance. What we know from experience is that families who have returned will probably consider displacement if they feel that security is not adequate in their area of origin, or if they feel that they cannot sustain themselves in their home communities. So there's a big need at the moment to make sure that those returns are sustainable.
Chosy says access to basic services remains very difficult for those who have returned home. He says many children cannot go to school because their parents have lost the ration cards that are needed to enroll them. He says many families cannot return to their former homes either because they were destroyed or are currently occupied by squatters. 5 years after the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, the country continues to face a displacement crisis. More than 2.7 million Iraqis remain homeless. IOM calls these people the poorest of the poor. It says they lack shelter, do not receive regular food rations, and have limited access to drinkable water, medicine, and education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.